Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1111, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 80 sometime, hasn't been used since Christmas. If the Negro went out and bought beer, I didn't know it. I never saw him. I don't recollect whether the drayman was up there April 26th to get his pay or not. There was so much excitement in the factory on Monday that we shut down about 9:30. Nobody stayed at their work. Jim Conley quit work like everybody else and went out. As to one thing that Conley said that the others didn't do, I haven't got any. The shirt he was washing was the same shirt he had been wearing all day. I say that he was trying to hide the shirt because he was trying to push it over behind the pipe where you couldn't see it. He had the shirt on when he was arrested. He was not trying to hide it then. Re-cross-examination. I was subpoenaed to Mr. Dorsey's office by regular court subpoenas. I thought I had to go there. There were three or four men when I got there. George Epps recalled for cross-examination. I was present on Sunday after the murder when a gentleman came out to the house and talked to me and my sister about when was the last time we had seen Mary Fagan. He didn't ask me. He asked my sister. I wasn't there. I was in the house. I didn't hear him ask my sister that. Harry Scott, recalled for state. It took Jim Conley 2 or 3 minutes to write out the notes that I dictated to him. Cross-examination. I knew on Monday that Mrs. White claimed she saw a darkie at the pencil factory. I gave that information to the police department. Mr. Frank gave me the information when I first talked to him. I never inquired of Frank or any of the pencil factory people if Conley could write. Sunday, May 18th, I was present when Conley made his statement on May 18th. I wrote it out myself. Defendant's Exhibit 36. He made no further statement on that day. He stated that he did not go to the pencil factory at all that day. At that time, I knew he could write. He told me everything that was in that statement. The information that Conley could write came from the pencil factory on May 18th. On May 18th, I dictated to Conley these words. That long, tall, black Negro did by himself. I dictated each word singly, and I should judge it took him more than 6 or 7 minutes to write it. He writes quite slowly. When he was brought before Mrs. White to see if she could identify him, he was chewing his lips and twirling a cigarette in his fingers. He didn't seem to know how to hold on to it. He could not keep his feet still. He positively denied on May 18th that he had anything to do with the murder of Mary Fagan and that he was at the factory at all. We talked.